Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Mishnah's Brachos Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav and Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah's are being learned b'schus Reb Shlomo Zalman v'zugasa Maris Yitev v'chol Yotzei Chalitzeim. They should be benched with a sach hatzlacha, good health, parnasa b'shefa, and kol tov sela. So Mishnah Vav, we're going to learn about someone who's tamei one type of tama and then becomes tamei with another type and what he's supposed to do. So the Mishnah tells us zav shara keri, a man who is a zav, so he's tamei for 7 days and then he saw keri, he had a seminal emission, so he became tamei another type of tama. Or v'nida shapal tashich vazera, a woman who's a nida, so she's tamei for 7 days, but then she has shich vazera come out of her. She was Shamish with her husband a few days prior, and some of that Zera came out of her, so now she became Tamei with Baal Keri also. And then Mishamesh is Shiras Anida, a woman who's Mishamish with her husband, so she's also Tamei Tomas Keri, and then she became Anida afterwards. Tzrich and Tfilah, all these people need Tfilah in the mikvah. Rabbi Huda says they do not have to. Now, all these people, even though their 7 day Tamei, either the Zav or the Nida, prevents them from becoming Tar until 7 days is up, they still need to immerse in the mikvah according to Tanakama because they also became a Baal Keri, which prevents them from learning and davening as we've learned in previous Mishnahs. However, Rabbi Huda, as we've said, argues with that, and therefore he says they do not have to go to the mikvah, they're allowed to learn in daven, even though they're a Baal Keri. And now, Perek Dalad Mishnah Aleph, and in this Perek, we're going to begin learning about Shemaita Esrei, which we've already learned is simply called Tefillah. We recite Shemaita Esrei 3 times a day, morning, evening, and night, corresponding to the morning and afternoon Tamid, and the Hector Chalam Vevarim, the burning of the sacrificial parts, which was done at night. Now, Musaf corresponds to the Karban Musaf that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, Mishnah Aleph tells us, Tefillah Sashachar and Chatzos, a person's allowed to daven Shachros, he's allowed to daven Shemaita Esrei Shachros until Chatzos, halfway through the day. Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Arba Shais, he says only until 4 hours of the day. Their machlekes is until when is the carbon tamid allowed to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash? Is allowed to be brought until chatzayis, or is allowed to be brought only until 4 hours of the day? Tfilas mincha ad erev, a person allowed to daven shemaita esrei of mincha all the way until the evening. There's machlekes if this means shkia or tzeis. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, he argues ad plaga mincha, a person is only allowed to daven mincha until plaga mincha, which is halfway through the mincha period, which is an hour and a quarter before the end of the day. Tfilas haerev ein lokeva, myrev doesn't have a set time. That's because the hector chalam vevarim was allowed to be done the entire night. Vishal musaf and kol yom, and you're allowed to daven musaf the entire day also, because according to the Tanakama, the Karban Musaf was allowed to be brought all day in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Hudaimer, he argues and says, Ad Sheva Shais, you're only allowed to daven Musaf until 7 hours of the day because the Karban Musaf was only allowed to be brought until 7 hours. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.